All right. If you're a home cook, Thanksgiving dinner can be stressful. Does it stress you out, Thanksgiving?
No.
Hey, do you worry about food safety?
I protect myself. You know, I worry a little bit about food safety. Why should I be worried?
Are you worried about like safe turkeys?
I'm careful with my turkeys.
Let's see when they're alive.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to watch out. Ow.
You got to juggle everything from pie crust to mashed potatoes when you're doing. When you're doing Thanksgiving, and you have to be worried that, you know, you're not going to poison your aunts or uncles or brother-in-laws when they come. Something to consider. So Marcy Selman's been thinking about that. She called in an expert because you don't want guests to wind up with an intestinal bug. Phil Wyman is a food safety investigator for the King County Public Health Department. He told Marcy how to make sure your Aunt Minnie lives to see another Thanksgiving dinner.
We recommend that a turkey be brought home several days in advance and kept in its original packaging. And you want to place it in a shallow or a container to catch the drips. And then that whole thing should be placed in the bottom shelf of your refrigerator so that it doesn't drip on anything. And it's the USDA recommends about 24 hours of thawing for every 4 to 5 pounds of turkey.
Why do you do it in a refrigerator as opposed to out in the air?
Well, there's lots of nasty bacteria on a turkey. There's salmonella and there's campylobacter and some other things. And if you have it out at room temperature, those bacteria will grow and multiply to lots and lots of numbers, and you just don't want to eat something that's been that heavily contaminated.
And if it doesn't die when I cook it?
It can, and cooking is why you cook it, so you can kill all those things. However, if you abuse the turkey enough to where there's way too many bacteria, cooking might not be good enough.
What is the safest way to cook my turkey?
Well, there's lots of different ways to cook, whether it be in the oven or in a roasting oven or on a barbecue or deep frying. But ultimately, the point is to get it thoroughly cooked. And we recommend not cooking overnight because that's too low a temperature. So you want to cook the day of the event. And you want to have a food thermometer. And if you don't have one, you should go buy one now. And then when the turkey looks like it's about ready, you want to take the thermometer and insert it in the thickest part of the breast, as well as in the thigh and the thicker parts of the wing and things like that. And if you stuff it, check the stuffing too. Bottom line, everything needs to be at least 165 degrees Fahrenheit before you take it out of the oven.
Phil Wyman, you mentioned if you stuff your bird, I've heard that it's not safe to cook stuffing inside a turkey.
That's a really good question. We strongly urge people not to stuff turkeys, but some people do. So if you decide to take that chance, we want you to know that you need to cook it thoroughly, and that 165 degrees is the magic number.
What are the dangers of cooking the stuffing inside the bird?
Think about where bacteria comes from. It's mostly from guts, the intestines and things. And the inside of the bird, that's exactly where that was. So the inside of a turkey is heavily contaminated, and it's the last place to get cooked. So if you put stuffing inside the bird, it takes the longest for the heat to get there. So just like improper thawing, that bacteria will be nice and warm and growing the bacteria for a long time. And it's easy not to get it cooked all the way because it is the last thing to get hot. And so all those reasons make it risky.
Phil, I have to tell you, you're putting me off the idea of turkey on Thanksgiving. You, as a food safety investigator, must hear a bunch of weird food stories. Do you have any weird turkey stories you could share with us?
You know, I don't have any real weird turkey stories per se, but I can share something that happens a lot in the holidays.
Which is?
That can really ruin your party. And that's if someone is sick with norovirus, which when I was a kid we called it stomach flu, and that's usually vomiting or diarrhea. And especially if someone's handling food or dipping their hands into the veggies or something, they can make everybody else sick. And so it's real important not to be part of the party if you've got diarrhea, for example. You really don't want to handle food. And bottom line, people need to wash their hands. But that actually happens, I think every family can think back and remember a time when that happened.
Where will you be on Thanksgiving?
I'll probably be at a restaurant with my family.
A restaurant? You don't cook at home?
No, that's what we're doing this year because my mom's becoming elderly and it was too hard to transport her anywhere.
What will you be worrying about when it comes to that restaurant kitchen?
Well, I'll make sure that they're cooking things properly, and I'm hoping to wash their hands in particular.
Do you carry your badge with you so you can check back behind the scenes?
No, I won't. In fact, I'll be outside of King County, so I don't have any jurisdiction there.
Any last words for our listeners who are planning to be at home cooking their turkeys?
I think the first and foremost thing is think ahead. You know, buy a thermometer, buy your turkey ahead so you've got time to thaw it. Use up stuff that's in your refrigerator already so you've got room in your refrigerator. Think of all those things ahead of time. And then after the event's over, get things refrigerated as soon as possible. We recommend putting all your leftovers away in the refrigerator in shallow containers within 2 hours.
But aren't you supposed to wait for them to cool down before you put them in there?
Actually, no. You know, if you think back to our grandparents' time, everyone had ice boxes, and putting hot food in an ice box didn't really work. But refrigerators that we have now work really well. And as long as you don't overload the refrigerator and the food's in shallow containers so it can spreads it out, it'll cool faster and keep those little bacteria from growing.
I'm going to be very vigilant this Thanksgiving. I hope you have a great holiday, Phil.
Thank you. I hope you have a great holiday as well.
Food safety investigator Phil Wyman also reminded Marcy, after you prepare your turkey or any raw poultry, make sure to wash your sink thoroughly with water and soap, and then disinfect the kitchen with a bleach solution.